Hi, I'm Brad Rosley. Thanks for tuning in today to Smart Money. Today we're going to talk about how to reduce impulse spending. Like most people, I've been there. I made a lot of stupid purchases in my life, and I've had a lot of time to go back and focus and look at the habits that have made me financially successful, and a lot of my clients too, for that matter. And believe it or not, saying no to impulse buying is right at the top of the list for people that want to be financially successful. It's gotten a lot harder over the years, mainly because of computers and social media. We are inundated with ads 24/7, whether it's on Twitter or Facebook, or as we drive our car down the street, or we watch television, of course. There's ads everywhere. Everybody wants to get in their wallets nonstop. And the battle is to overcome that and say no. And it happened to me years ago when I was in my 20s. I would single, living in Lincoln Park and having a great time down there. And I'd go out a lot. Every night was a weekend night, it seemed like. And I was working in a good job, making pretty good money. And I didn't have a whole lot of overhead, so I had all kinds of money to go out and blow. Whether it was, lunches, dinners, the bar scene, whatever it might have been in my 20s in Chicago. And one day it hit me when my mom asked me how I was doing as far as saving, if I had anything saved up. And I was in the financial field already. And I said, well, I got a little bit. I got this and that. I got enough to get through. She said, why don't you take a look at that and see if that's a good idea? And I started thinking about it. I said, she's right. I'm spending way too much money on this stupid stuff. For me, the stupid stuff might have included beer, shots, expensive lunches every day with the guys from work, you name it. Money was just leaving my wallet as fast as it was coming in. So I decided to make a change. And the first change I did was the best one I ever did in my life. I started living on cash. I gave myself a weekly allowance, and it was a good allowance. This is many, many years ago. I gave myself $300 a week spending money, and I used to spend that in a weekend pretty easily once you go out in Chicago, and all of a sudden, I made different choices. My first choice I made was I stopped eating lunch out with all the guys and spending 15 bucks a day. I started going to Jewel and getting a salad for $3. Probably better for me too, and I saved a ton of money. Next thing I did was when I was driving. You drive up and down a busy road, and a lot of them have nothing but store after store after store. So my next solution was just to keep on driving. If you don't stop in the store, you can't buy anything. So now I just keep driving, and I never get out at stores to shop. Let me give you another practical tip. Leave your credit cards at home. Better yet, don't even have more than one credit card. I'll show you my wallet today. Today I have, this is my lunch money for the week, okay? I'm filming this on a Wednesday. I have a 20, five singles, and a $5 bill. I got 30 bucks and it's Wednesday. Guess what? I gave myself 50 bucks this week to spend on lunch. I've spent 10 bucks a day. I'm only going to spend 50 bucks this week. I'm not going to the store, because if I spend money at a store, I'm not going to have any money for lunch. So, yes, I've trained myself. I make really good money, but I'm still living by this habit, okay? And what that habit allows me to do is save more of my money. I don't miss not spending money. I have plenty of clothes. I have plenty of gadgets. I don't need the other stuff. So I put myself on a fixed budget. The next idea I like, I only have one credit card. I don't have multiple credit. Why would you need multiple credit cards? And pretty much the only time I use my credit card, not counting for business, would be for gas. I'm too lazy to go pay the gas station people my 30 bucks to get a fill up or whatever it might be. So I do use it to pay for gas. But it's wonderful every month when the credit card bill comes in and it's next to nothing. Didn't always used to be that way. I'm sure for a lot of you who have multiple credit cards, you have a lot more credit card bill every month than you like. A perfect example of that would be you go to a store. You can get a store credit card and save 10% on all your purchases. Or maybe it's 20%. Duh, you think there's a reason why they're giving you that credit card and letting you have 20% off? Because they know as soon as they give you the 20% off, what do you go and do? You go around and shop and buy something else that you didn't need. Oh, it's 20% off. But that still means you're paying 80%. They got you. Wisen up. There's all kinds of tricks. All these retailers want to get in your pocket. Okay, otherwise they don't survive. Look at every single one as a tiny battle. Another idea is if you can help yourself, but you have to bring along your credit cards, when you do go in the parking lot, leave your credit cards in the car, literally, and just bring cash for what you're going to buy. That way you won't be tempted to make extra purchases. I had a funny life story when I put my wife in this system, begrudgingly, I might add. She did the majority of our grocery shopping for me and our three kids, and she'd have to go to the grocery store with cash. And as you might imagine, there were times when she overspent. She'd get in the checkout line and have to put her hand between her legs probably at times and put stuff back because she didn't have enough money to pay for everything that she put in the grocery cart. So guess what? She kept the things that were important to her and to our family as far as the food, and she had to get rid of the marginal stuff, the impulse stuff. It automatically made that happen. And yeah, she probably muttered a couple bad things about me under her breath, but it allowed us to save more money and allow us to be as financially successful as we are here today. Okay, it gave us more money to save and do other things with. So I can't emphasize enough that how you manage your spending is huge. Figure out a way to say no to impulse buying. For me, that was by spending actual cash, by putting a certain amount of money in your wallet or in your purse each week, and that's what you live on. That way, you buy what you prioritize, and you say no to the things that are very marginal to you. I hope that makes sense to you. Because the next step is, why would you do that? Well, it's so that you can have a sizable net worth at a relatively young age. You take all that money that you were blowing on things that were not on the top of your priority list. You take that extra money, which I believe is probably 20% of your spending, and you save that money into your net worth, in your investment accounts, your 401ks, and a number of other places. We'll talk about that in another video. But that's why you do this. You win that battle. Thanks a lot for listening to me today. I'm Brad Rosley. Tune in and subscribe to both my video and check out my blog on the same topic. Thanks for listening.